Coming to you live from Memorial Stadium, it's Sports Nightly. All the Huskers, all the time. Sports Nightly is presented to you by the NDOT Highway Safety Office, who remind you to buckle up and put the phone down.
Creighton's got it. Center dump, Kendra, wait, no. Nebraska bumps it again. Harper for the match. Off the ticket out. Call the grandkids. They did it. 15-10. Set 5. Nebraska keeps beating Creighton. 23-0 all time. That was a volleyball match.
Gets the snap. Back to throw. Steps, throws. Intercepted. Picked off Malcolm Hartsog at the Nebraska 43-yard line. It's his fourth career INT.
Horn has the sign. He comes set. And the 3-2 pitch. Popped up. Playable. Shallow left. Carey makes the call. Backing up. And he makes the catch on his 118th pitch. Ty Horn has 8 shutout here in the championship.
Good evening and welcome in to another Best Of show here on a Wednesday evening. I'm Josh Hilkeman, taking you through another Best Of show as we take the week off from live shows to move studios. Last night we had a replay of the Crown Championship game for Nebraska basketball, and tonight we're going to listen back to some of our favorite interviews and segments from the last couple of weeks. We're actually going to kick off the show with some selections from the latest Kicking Back with the Cooks podcast, which was recorded at the end of May. We hope you enjoy it. Here are Lauren Cook West and John Cook.
Welcome back. Another episode of Kicking Back with the Cooks. And we have a lot to cover today. Surprisingly, there's more to talk about when you retired than when you were the head coach of Nebraska volleyball.
There's probably some accuracy in that, Lauren. But what hat do you have on there? I can't read what it says.
Dairy Boy. I'm so glad you asked. You want to hear about this really quick?
Yeah. What is Dairy Boy? Should I wear a hat today? Is this hat day?
It's always hat day. When you're a new mom, it's always hat day because you don't want to have to do your hair. So you just throw on a hat and it looks fine.
Okay.
So the creator of this brand, there was, you know, a couple years ago, the fad started of oat milk. Everyone started drinking almond milk and oat milk and, you know, soy milk, and no one drank just regular milk. So as a joke, she started this brand called Dairy Boy because she still drank regular milk and put regular milk in her lattes. So she called it Dairy Boy, and it's kind of taken off, and it's really just cool hats. They have a camo hat that says Dairy Boy on it. That's really cool. And it's smaller scaled. So every time they release, you have to be quick and purchase something, you know, within like the first 10 minutes that it hits the site, because otherwise everything's sold out.
Huh. Wow.
And she's dating a famous tennis player. So she's kind of connected to the app. And she used to be a downhill skier.
Okay.
Pretty well known. So anyways, there you go.
Wow.
That's your lesson for the day.
Dairy Boy. All right.
Dairy Boy.
I'm sure the Cowboys would like that.
They don't have a lot of, I think it's all female stuff.
Okay.
They may have some like male shirts, but that's it.
Okay.
Anyways, what is new? You've added, well, what's new with us? We've added another family member to the family. We've added another horse to the herd.
Yep.
What else? I think those are the two big things.
Yeah.
Tell us about this new horse.
Two big things. So the annual Pitzer sale was April 27th. Same day as the Kansas match. And so Taylor wanted to get another horse to learn how to heel on. So he heads in team roping, and he wanted to get another horse to heel on. And we had a horse picked out, but the horse, it's an auction. So it started going really high, and this guy that was bidding wasn't going to stop. So we kind of lost that horse. So anyway, long story short, Mark Ray, called Taylor and said, "Hey, I just got another horse. We bought two more horses just privately. He's going to start developing." And he said, "Do you want to train this horse to be a heel horse?" And this horse actually comes from Denton, Nebraska, which is right outside of Lincoln. And it's a former cutting horse who we're going to try to develop into a roping horse. So we've gone around and around with his names. Madden wants to name him Rocky. I want to name him Red Dog because I was just in Yellowstone, and the Red Dogs are the baby buffaloes that are red.
Bison.
Or bison, okay. And And so, but Taylor wants to name him Stevie after Stevie Ray Vaughan, who's the best guitar player. So right now the poor guy doesn't have really a name. His, apparently his name, the name they were using was Pedro. So he doesn't seem like a Pedro to us. So
I think you have to keep it on the R theme. Reggie, Reba, yeah. Rev, you know, Rocky or Red, or you, just keep, well, that, keep the R theme going.
That's kind of what we were doing. But then all of a sudden, you can't distinguish what horse everybody's talking about because they all sound the same. So anyway, he's up here in Wyoming now, and he's buddy buddies with all the horses, and he's a really, really nice horse, really friendly. And but he's a younger horse who's we're going to try to develop. So this is coaching 101, and we're going to develop some drills and work with Mark Ray and try to develop this horse.
Are you coaching Taylor to coach the horse, or are you coaching the horse directly?
Well, he'll be doing most of the coaching. It's just the same drills and reps and building the foundation. I'll be helping in that because, you know, we'll start him off on the dummy. So he's going to have to learn how to rope on the dummy, and somebody's got to pull the dummy. So
do you make a, do you create a practice plan for this?
We will. Yeah. We'll create a practice plan. No,
shove it in the back of your pants.
Yeah.
And with the lamination around it.
Yeah. I should do that.
I think you would get kicked out of the cowboy world.
No, Nebraska Public Television is coming up here next week to shoot a documentary. They're coming up here for 3 days. And so that might be pretty cool. Do a practice plan, have it in my back of my pants. We're out here training this horse.
You should just do it and pull out your whistle. Do you still have your whistle?
No, I don't have it.
And just... Yeah, that'd be mess cool. Mess Taylor, with them. They're like, wait, what's Let's going on here? Oh, that's funny. Well, congratulations on the new horse and the new family member who, for those of you who haven't heard, Griffin John West, of course, John, named after you. That's pretty special.
Very special.
So you have a new little buddy who's not super active yet, but we'll Madden's, you know, pushing every day, like, Griffin, we got to do our jumps. We got to practice our spikes. We got to do our passing. Like, you know, I think we got a while to go before that happens.
No, it's awesome. And he loves us. He loves his big sister.
Yeah, he really does.
You can already tell the connection there.
Yeah. He's a happy baby, easy baby. So what else have you been up to? You went and got a new horse. You've been doing some cowboying. I know you've been speaking all over the state. You drove a neighbor's tractor randomly one morning. You mentioned you went to Yellowstone. Just give us some tidbits of what you've been up to.
Well, a week and a half ago, went out to pick up the horse in Erickson. And while we were out there, we did some cowboy ranch work. My job was helping sort the mares at Pitzer Ranch with their babies. You sort them out, and then they try to decide if they're in heat or not, so they can breed them, basically. So there's about approximately, I'd say, 300 mares with babies. So my job was to bring them up one by one, and they tease them out with these studs, and they either show the stud, hey, I'm interested in, you know, I'm in heat, or no, see you later. So, and then they take them from there, and then they go through a process of breeding them through artificial insemination. So it was fascinating and long days of doing that. You bring them in from out in the pastures and then take them through and kind of sort them out and make sure they don't trample the babies. And because there might be 80, 90 mares in there at one time in this corral that you're sorting them out. So I was on Rev with that. He loved it. He knew exactly what to do. He was great at it. And then we roped and had the opportunity to stay at Fort Robinson, spend the night there on the way out and the way back. It's an old fort. It's awesome. You can keep, they have horse corrals there because they used to train horses there for, I can't remember, it was World War I. I think they trained horses there. And anyway, tons of history. It's beautiful. So we did that. Then the first retirement trip was your mom and I went to Yellowstone for 3 days, stayed in the lodges at what's called the Canyon, which is the Yellowstone Canyon, and unbelievable place. And it just opened last week. So all the animals are coming out. We saw every animal there is up there, including grizzly bears, grizzly bear mama with her three babies. And that was fantastic. Went on a bunch of hikes. And then you mentioned the tractors. So for all the farmers in Nebraska, there's a farmer here that farms barley and hay, and he also grows really high level wheat. And so I told him when I retired, if you ever needed help, let me know. I get a text a couple mornings ago, I need your help. So I got in this big old tractor. I mean, the wheels are taller than me. And we went out and cleaned up rocks out of one of the fields. He just started getting ready to plant. And so I drove this tractor and I'm just thinking, okay, I just can't run this guy over. That was my goal. But we're out on the hills and mud, and he's throwing rocks in the deal, and then we're taking them over and dumping them. But when he plowed up this field, you know, some rocks came up, so we had to clear it out before he could plant. So that was pretty cool.
What color tractor?
It was a blue one. Yeah.
So what brand is that?
New Holland. It was a New Holland.
Okay.
Big boy. So it was pretty cool.
What have you enjoyed the most, and what have you enjoyed the least in retirement so far?
I'm enjoying everything. Pretty much the thing, I love everything we're doing. I'm super busy. The thing I've enjoyed least is I'm never in a routine. I'm so used to being in a routine. I'm not in a routine anymore. It's like every day there's something different, and I'm on call. We go here, we come to your house. And so I've completely lost my routine. So that kind of drives me nuts a little bit, but I'm adjusting.
That's part one of the latest edition of the Kicking Back with the Cooks podcast. We'll continue the conversation when we come back with more of this best of edition of Sports Nightly right after this.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.